from the Chief Financial Officer, Milwaukee Public Museum, submitting quarterly financial updates. This item will also be considered by the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit, and is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Williams, Mr. Bernatz, welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr.
My name is Jay Williams, and I'm President and CEO of the Milwaukee Public Museum, and with me is Mike Bernatz, who's Senior Vice President and Chief Financial Officer. Let me just start out by, again, thanking you for your support of the Milwaukee Public Museum. I mean, this special cultural attraction and academic and research institution exists because of Milwaukee County, and the community is forever grateful for that. Let me try to summarize for you the changes since we last met in our financial position. Our net assets continue to improve. This is really the result of donors contributing to our capital campaign and the improvement in our investment portfolio. Our operating performance is still behind plan for the year. We've made a lot of progress since we last met, in particular in the fundraising on our annual campaign, but we still remain behind plan. On the revenue side, our impact is from the delay in opening the Daniel M. Sorif National Geographic Theater, and that impacted the revenue, and that was almost totally offset by the reduction in related expenses. We've also benefited from our investment performance. That's increased about $700,000 this year, so that's kind of offset the $300,000-and-some-thousand loss we have year-to-date. Our biggest challenge remains the unfunded pension liability and related cash expense to us for the 53 people whose benefits were earned while they were working for Milwaukee County. We continue to be very tight with our cash on hand. Other interesting facts, we continue to have very constructive discussions with many people here at Milwaukee County regarding our lease and management agreement, which will be discussed at the Finance and Personnel and Audit meeting on Thursday. We finished the Real Pirates exhibit. We were about 96% of our attendance plan. Our average ticket price was a bit below what we thought, primarily because we had more kids attending, which was really good news. Our core attendance is about the same as last year. School groups are up just about 4% over last year. We continue to add adjunct curators to our team. And by adjunct curators, these are people that have dual appointments at the major universities in town and at the Milwaukee Public Museum. And it's been a great addition to our academic team. We got three wonderful films at the Daniel M. Sorif National Geographic Theater this summer: The Flight of the Monarch Butterfly, Sea Monsters, and Wildest Weather. We continue to work on the first new permanent exhibit in a number of years, which should open in the spring of 2015. This weekend, we have one of the largest art shows in the United States. Art and Fleur will be at the museum. This is a once-every-three-year event and is recognized as one of the great garden club shows in the country. And on September 27th, we'll be opening up a Scoop on Poop. So that's a new exhibit. It tends to have a lot of appeal to moms and little boys, so we're anxious for that exhibit. And with that, Mr. Chairman, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Questions by committee members. Supervisor Borkowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, what a great phrase, Scoop on Poop. And I know, Mr. Williams, you just mentioned the whole scoop on poop is we're looking at not just human, but are we looking at animal?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's what scientists learn.
Okay.
And it's a very fascinating exhibit, and it's kids will get a lot of interesting knowledge of scientific information.
I don't have it figured out, and I'm saying this half in jest but half seriously, because I think that all of us as county supervisors have issues in our respective parks with inconsiderate dog owners that don't pick up after their dogs, even though that is a requirement. And we've got creative people at the museum. We've got creative people in the parks department. And maybe there's some way that we can get that message out to keep our county parks clean, and in the same time, give you all recognition to come and see that exhibit at the museum. Damn fly.
Yeah. Yes.
people in both both areas. So.
And I saw Mr. Dargo taking notes. So.
Yes.
Are there further questions by committee? Thank you very much for that report.
Thank you.
Good news.
Yep.
Item number 5, please.
Item